This episode of the IDS Show is brought to you by Tweet Audio. TweetAudio.com. Use the code IDS and you'll get 33% off, free shipping worldwide, and lifetime warranty.
Listening to the End Deep Show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big D, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Cloud.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky. From now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And from
now on, yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. What's going on? I am your man, Big B. This is the End Deep Show. IDS, in case you don't know. Welcome back. Got a fun show planned for you today. I am riding along with my crew, as you heard introduced on the intro. I got my man, Mark the Doc Wally.
What's up, everybody? What's happening?
I got the Thug Princess, True Baby.
What it do, everyone?
And I have... The birthday girl.
Yay, me.
Queen Ing, y'all.
Yay, me.
Hey, happy birthday.
Alright. How's it feel to be
older,
wiser?
Awesome.
Nice. Well, happy birthday. Did you enjoy your birthday?
I truly did.
Right. Queen Ing.
Hey, yo.
You know, I don't do the whole tchotchke gift thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw two tchotchke-ass gifts that had your name written all over it.
Good boy.
So I had to get them for you.
Okay.
Now, you got to tell the people what they are. You got to take them out one at a time and tell the people what they are.
Okay.
And why they are so befitting. Or Drew can say why they are so befitting of you.
Okay. Let's see. First one. Oh. Wait.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cute. Hey. Let me see.
We gotta take pictures.
Oh shit. Oh, that is perfect.
That is me.
Wow.
I
gotta be a redneck.
This is Bougetto? Bougetto? Yeah, but no, it gotta be something ghetto with it because this
is no, look at this one.
Oh, no, okay. That is awesome.
Oh, that is tight.
So there's a solo cup on a fat stem.
and trashy. Yeah,
I love that joint. Let me see.
Red solo cup.
That was more like trophies.
I lift you up. Let's have a party.
That's cool. That's cool.
Oh, this is tight. This is tight. Where the hell you get this from, man? This is tight.
It's hilarious.
Red party cup. That is hot.
That's cool.
I need this.
Oh, wait a minute. How about no? You're missing that the other wine glass is shaped like a mason jar.
Oh yeah, the other ones is right. a mason jar on a stem.
Right
on a stem.
I am classy.
Oh, this is awesome. I like this. This is perfect. Mm-hmm. I can do this.
I saw that man and broke out into laughter.
You better use
that
them.
That's cool.
Oh, I will when I tape. Now in my glass.
Right.
In my redneck glass. My redneck china.
Yes.
So you guys can see it. Hello.
That is hot.
Cool.
Thanks, B.
Must take pictures.
So what'd you do for your birthday or anything you care to share?
Just went to OC with the girls and we had a good time and we ate and we drank and we drank.
From the picture I saw, you should have 33 episodes of Now in My Glass in the can. It should just be ready.
Yeah.
We can.
And that wasn't even all the bottles.
Wow.
I believe in recycling.
I see. I believe the recycling man is cursing you,
probably.
You out.
His
right
back
now.
Hurts right now.
Wow.
That's good.
Yeah, good times with my girls. Yay.
That's all right.
Thank y'all.
Very welcome.
Yay.
I like those. That's cool.
Now for the rest of you piss poor peasants, how was your weekend?
Man, I tell you what, I'm sick of this goddamn snow. I know I talk about it all the time because I can't get around it, man. I can't. God damn it. But other than that, my weekend was cool, man. Work, that's about it.
I didn't do anything. I mean, I chilled out. You know, I went to a birth. Oh, no. I went to my boyfriend's daughter's birthday party, and it was a sleepover.
Why are you saying
hotel.
It like that?
I don't know. I just said, I don't know. I just started talking like that.
Okay.
No, we had fun. Like, they had a double room, one for the adults in the beginning, and then one for the kids, and then, you know, after that, it was all...
Does the word orgy mean anything?
No.
Was it a party?
No, it was a kid. No. Actually, we left around 9, 10 o'clock. Right, no, it was a kid party. And she did a swimming sleepover at a hotel. Nice. Spring Hill Suites in Woodbridge.
Cool.
Really, really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice
yeah,
room, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had... Liquor. I didn't even know all that was happening. I just thought it was going liquor.
Never met.
Only if you make me.
Okay.
As I digress. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I wanted to chill and end up getting my hair done. That was it. You know, I was sleepy.
Nice.
Do nothing too much. I want that cup though.
Which one? The red solo one?
Yes.
Red solo cup. I lift you up. Let's have a party.
I lift you up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay. I mean, you on that side, you could have got that B bug. You know how he get the hearing shit.
That's the way this song goes. I mean, maybe after, but.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Put that shit on me for. Don't do it. Yo!
What you do, Nick?
I want to show. I rested. I was actually forced into rest this weekend. That's why I had a miserable night's sleep last night. Just, you know how when your body's just like, okay, enough. I can't rest anymore. I had one of those nights. So it was ugly. In the brand new bed. The brand new bed has been doing wonders.
It has.
Oh, just feels.
I need to see it.
That's what?
It's nothing to be seen, only experienced.
I want to see. I want to sit on it.
That's what she said. Uh-oh.
Okay. I know you saw that coming, right?
Right.
As soon as the period.
Right.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm, that too. Right. All that, everything is just so, you're mine. I'm not going to say no homo. I'm not going to say pause because we're supposed to be adults in here. You know what I'm saying? Your mind should not be, your mind should not even be going, how do you pause Dwight Howard? Do you pause that? How do you pause that, what he did?
What'd he do?
Oh, you didn't see when he sat and grabbed the young man's thing when he was sitting down? You didn't see that?
That was like three
weeks
ago.
That was a few weeks ago, right? Yeah, yeah. This is like, how do you pause that?
He grabbed somebody's junk?
Yeah, I'm about to show
you. Uh-huh. They say that wasn't the first time he did it either.
Yeah, I hear that.
Maybe you don't pause that. Maybe that might be his lane. Hey.
his lane.
I mean, everything's
but like, I think they were doing
it looked like it was a joke that should have been.
Because I think they went to a radio station or something, right?
No, there was at a game. It was but like
he was
type of
like
game.
Sitting beside him.
Yeah,
and
he sat down and grabbed his junk. I'm about to show you.
I don't want to see it.
Did y'all see? Please tell me. Oh, please tell me. You saw that shit on Facebook when that chick dug in her ass.
No.
She was in line, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I guess what she was trying to do was, you know how like some, like you pull your thong out, but she went all the way, her front.
She went ham on her ass,
touching her
and then front. Like,
she went so deep.
That's how deep she was in. She could have finger popped herself real quick. But then when she took her hand out, she went like this.
No,
I seen that. I did like, see that. That
has
nasty.
To be a setup, like and, a fake.
I'll pull it up. That shit was nasty.
Wow.
But you know what, though? Not to get like all racy and
people
racist.
People were behind her and shit?
No, it was a camera. I noticed white guys do a lot of games like that that black guys wouldn't do. Like just.
Yeah. Them Spanish dudes, too.
Yeah, Spanish, they do it a lot.
Yep.
But see, it's like I noticed, like, white guys do it for playing. I know white guys do it, like, horseplay a lot. But the Spanish dudes do it on some, I kind of like you a little bit type shit.
That is being stereotypical.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man.
Well, they do it.
In your experience.
This shit, in all of my experiences.
The views of Rhymier.
I'm just saying. So I mean, they do a lot. I mean, what our coaches used to call grab ass, and they do a lot of games like that black dudes just you
is that really necessary
games.
Though it just overall, why can't you just pat him on the back? Why I gotta be a
not only that, I've seen him, like, say if I'm talking to you, right, and Shawnee, the Spanish dude, he's like, watch this, he's gay, watch this, he'd just go up behind him and start humping him like that, and then they just start laughing and shit. About that shit. I mean, it's funny to them.
Yeah, I guess
like,
cultures
man.
Have their different jokes, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, so. Keep that shit over there.
Well, I mean, maybe, you know what? Maybe they more secure in their shit. I don't know. I'm not saying that they're any way. I'm just saying these are the games that they play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And being around a lot of both of those races, I see that shit often.
And what really amazed me was the dude that he got behind and started humping. he just turned around, started laughing like they do it all the time. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was like, well, yeah, I don't. I'm mm-hmm. tell you what, though. Mm-hmm. Keep that shit over there. Mm-hmm. Keep that shit on that side of the border, nigga. Don't bring mm-hmm. that shit over here. Mm-hmm. we cool, you know. We amigos and shit, but.
Not like that.
Right, not like that. Not like that. Mm-hmm. We ain't tight like that.
You
tight
kettle
like
ding-a-ling?
Well, dog is.
That is messy.
Keep that shit over.
You said that was messy.
That's messy.
Mm. I mean, hold up.
Hey, he started the shit.
You just made a broad statement talking about it's a Spanish thing, pretty much. I'm just saying you get a thing.
I wasn't saying you were messy.
Oh, I thought you said that.
You're saying just the whole atmosphere, man. It's just messy. Well, on to the pink eye report.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all. So you done got him started there.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
What?
Hey, y'all. Okay, look, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I had pink eye. All right, I'm going to just put that out there. So there's going to be a lot of eye jokes today, you know, like, you know, red eye.
Hey, that stands for
I see you and shit. So I'm just letting you know, when you hear that the word eye, just that's what's happening. Okay. I'm getting ready to start a story here. No, that wasn't good. I'm getting ready. Okay, no. Anyway. Hey, y'all remember that?
You said I'm.
Eyes getting ready to start a story.
Eyes. Not the saint.
Anyway.
Pink cookies in a plastic bag. Getting crushed by a
pig. Anyway, y'all remember that group, Brownstone?
Yes.
Ooh, can I tell y'all my Brownstone story after he finishes the story? I think I told it on air once. Yeah, I think I did. Okay.
Shouldn't Michael Jackson or one of his brothers or something had something to do with that group? No.
It was somebody. They're on that label. He's on. They're on the MJ Music label or something like that.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, one of the singers, she died Friday, and her name was Charmaine Maxwell.
That's the one with the long braids.
Okay. That's how she was doing it. You must have liked that video. You got the moves.
Now that bring back memories.
Yeah, I just like that song though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, apparently she was in her house chilling. Okay, and she was drinking some wine. So she had a glass of wine in her hand. So she was going from her house through the little door to the patio. And apparently she slipped and fell backwards. And as she was falling backwards, the wine glass, I guess, you know, she let it go. And when she fell back, there was some of the broken glass, like, went through her neck, the back of her neck, punctured her neck. And she also hit her head, too. And she died. So the police are trying to figure out whether, you know, she was just intoxicated. Right, that's what they were saying. It might be some foul play. Because by the time her boyfriend got home, or her husband, whoever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, by the time he got home, you know, she had already lost a lot of blood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
That's the reason why they said that early on, I don't know what's happening now, but they said that they ruled out that it was foul play.
Yeah. So they just checking out. They just trying to find the cause of death. Whether it was intoxication or the blow to her head or the glass.
Yeah, that's a super freak accident.
Right. That's some old what's the name of that movie? Final Destination.
Final Destination.
No shit. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. I didn't know Leonardo and Rihanna was tight like that. Tight like that.
Oh yeah.
I did.
You've been talking about it for weeks.
Yeah. I guess I've been out of the groove.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure I saw it. But you know how you see it 1 week, you don't really think about it. But mm-hmm. I don't know, man. You know. But from what I'm hearing though, Leonardo threw her a birthday party, and it was real nice and everything.
Must
and
be nice.
Yeah. You know, she must be putting it on after 3 months. Well, I guess. You know what they say, 3 months. But you know, Leonardo, he a real, you know. You know, concluded type of dude. So they maybe
say something. I'm glad I caught myself. Why are you looking at him like
that? They may have been seeing each other longer than that. I was gonna say, you know, he keep his shit real tight and everything. Mm-hmm. But you know, apparently Rihanna really liked him because at the birthday party, she was, you know, she was right up on him, real tight. Mm-hmm. You know, everywhere he went, she went. Mm-hmm. You know, but boy, you better watch out, fucking with Rihanna, boy. I don't know. But that might be one of those couples that get together, man, and, you know, they might do the damn thing. Mm. You know, opposites attract, you know, all that shit. Leonardo like to stay in the cut.
I was going to say, well, opposite, I guess you mean by, like, public PDA and all that
stuff. Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say they're both, like, famous people and,
mm-hmm. But you know what? You never really
like
see.
Like the potty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leonardo got his money a little longer than hers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Oh, I got a good story later on, too. Now, I know y'all seen this by now. This is dude named, his name is Dr. Robert Ray. Okay. Now, apparently, he's a star.
What is he?
Go ahead.
He's. They call him Dr. 90210. So apparently he does a lot of work for all the stars and everything, but I don't know that is that a show?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Doctor?
Okay, well him. Now apparently, you know, in Brazil, you know, it's some kind of thing where they go around grabbing the dude's dick and
like
licking them in the ears and doing stuff like that, right? Now a lot of people think he's gay. You know, and I saw him today. He
manicures his eyebrows. I don't.
You know,
that.
And the way he dresses,
and he's not
too.
A model, and I don't trust that.
And yeah, I saw him doing an interview today, and everything pointed that way. Mm-hmm. But he swore to God he wasn't. You know.
You know he's married. I mean, not that means anything.
Yeah, I'm about to say, of course.
But anyway,
he was a snake.
Dude came up on him from like from behind, and he came to the side and grabbed his balls and the dick. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, little did he know, Dr. Gray, you know, was into black belt karate and all that shit. Dr. Ray fucked his ass up. Mm-hmm. Dr. Ray said people always come up to him.
Mm-hmm. Like he's queer.
No, I'm talking not even that. Just grabbing his balls.
What? Putting did he their get them
tongue,
done?
Let me tell you, putting their tongue in his ear. Whispering in his ear and just doing all that gay shit because
it's not people doing that, it's men that's doing
that.
Right.
But as he was explaining the story, I'm like, well, I could see why.
Mm-hmm.
But every time he started saying something, he was like, and I'm not gay, you know. I'm really not gay. And I'm like,
oh god, okay. You keep disclaiming.
Right. Exactly. But anyway, he got to the, you know, at the end of the joint, he was like, look, I'm not gay. And from now on, you know, not to come up and touch my dick.
Mm-hmm.
And lick my ear. Mm-hmm. And kiss on me. Mm-hmm. That's why I fucked this last dude up.
Yeah, he put him to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, he did. Oh,
yeah.
Good job.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Whereas he said, finish him.
Right.
Finish him.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat.
Hadouken.
Yeah. But hey, y'all, check this out. I got some celebrities with net worth
mm-hmm.
and negative net worth.
Damn.
Y'all would be surprised.
That's
too. Fuck. Check this out. Okay, now this one is obvious right here. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna give you a name.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Give you a name and you tell me how much you think they worth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Chris
I'm not
Tucker.
Good with that.
Negative.
25 million.
Yeah, I'm about to say 15.
You saying negative?
Is that positive 25? Or negative?
15 million.
Positive.
Okay.
I don't even give him that much. I'm gonna say $1.
Okay.
I said 15. She's probably closer.
Negative 11.5 million.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's one of the bankrupt people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty much. Yeah, fam. That's fucked up.
That
How
is
can you
sad.
Go through all that shit like that, though?
Having bad people backing you and taking care of your finances and you not knowing.
Having knee-jerk religious reactions and stopping your comedy and closing down your own comedy club.
Yeah, ding, 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 ding. That Bama got $20 million for Rush Hour.
Mm.
Well, he got $20 million. For Rush Hour and $20 million for Rush Hour 2.
Mm.
And then he got not 20 million, but 20% of the gross receipts.
Damn.
On the movies.
Wow.
How can you fuck all that money up? And that happened quick. In like
What about Friday?
4 or 5 years. You know, Ice Cube, man. I mean, you know, that was his first movie, so I'm pretty sure Ice Cube probably paid him. What you give him, like, maybe 20,000 or something? Maybe.
I mean, that movie, even though it was big, it wasn't big at its time.
Right, a low budget.
It turned into a cult classic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nope, they don't still get anything off of.
Not if that wasn't in the original signing.
True.
Yeah, you got to have that shit laid out.
But he did that other movie with Bruce Willis as well.
Oh, when he played the faggy dude.
Fifth Element.
Right. That was good. That was good.
Gay. Yeah. Dr. Gay. Trying to be politically correct.
He played that joint too. They didn't really
get it. Corbin!
Right. They didn't really get into how much he got paid off that, but all that shit gone, whatever he got paid. Dr. Phil. How much y'all think Dr. Phil's worth? Anybody? Anyone?
15 is my number.
15 million?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go 25.
25, Ryan. 25.
She took my number, so I will go 27.
You'll go 27?
I got 27.
Dr. Phil is worth 280 million.
Damn.
280 mother. He is worth more than Will Smith, Brad Pitt, and Leo DiCaprio, and George Clooney.
Damn. Will Smith?
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm getting ready to tell you, and I'm getting ready
show that, yeah, I forgot that shit is still on.
I'm getting ready to break it down for you. This Bama gets 80 million per year. Per year. Now, if you think about it, like most of the actors, they do one, maybe two movies per year.
Not Kevin Hart.
He's in
10,000 movies coming out.
Exactly. That's a busy dude. I'm gonna give him his props. But if you think about it, most actors might have one, maybe two movies per year, getting paid $20 million per movie. So that's only $40 a year. He getting $80 per year. So that surprised me. That's one of the reasons why I went on with this. Okay. Mekhi Phifer. How much y'all think?
15.
Million? Okay.
Seven.
I'm going to go with 5.
5. Negative 1.3.
Damn it. Isn't he on the show?
1.3 million. To today, his net worth is negative 1.3
God damn it. I thought he was on the show. That's why I was at least giving him 5.
Right.
You know what? I was thinking the wrong person. I'm sorry.
You was thinking Omar Epps.
Say it.
You already said it.
I heard Mekhi, and I'll think of Macaulay Culkin.
Oh,
okay.
I'm sorry. You really should have got that to you. You should have just said no.
Never mind.
Peer pressure's a bitch, ain't it? Come on, bitch, you smoke this shit.
Right, exactly. Okay. It's Monday, it's your day off.
This is a good one here. Lindsay Lohan.
I'm going to go negative whatever.
Okay.
I'm going to go with 15.
I'm going to go with 34 million.
Okay. She is a positive 500,000. That's it. Man, yeah. She filed for bankruptcy. She owed the IRS money. But what happened was the only reason.
Better flip that 500,000 and get some motherfucking laundry mats. Shit. And some.
But I'm gonna tell you, if it wasn't
for or something. Right.
Bullshit. Shoppers.
Yeah, but she was really deep in debt. Charlie Sheen gave her 100,000, and Oprah gave her $2 million for a series of interviews when she was going through her whole thing. Mm-hmm. So had it not been for them two, she'd have been deep in a negative.
Damn.
So right now she's only at a positive 500,000. Depending on how much she gonna smoke, that she can change tomorrow.
Now she's snorted, been doing like, well, from what I understand.
She's trying to stay out of trouble because she
looks healthier.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't look like she looked like Trailer Park Trash for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal Trailer Park Trash, the shit that you see, you know, in old.
Like real
text. Yeah. Redneckish.
So you're trying to say she moved out of the trailer park across the street into the resident, the real houses.
I get, yeah. For the foundation
minute.
Homes.
Right. For a minute. The one's not going to move when the rent time is due.
No bullshit. Shit.
Okay. Oh, this is another good one. Oprah.
I'm not counting that lady's she's bank, girl, right. just like give a billion. She's in a billion. Okay. She's a billionaire. Okay. Yeah. I'll say
I'm
that.
I'm going to say.
Oh shit!
Thank you, Brian.
897 million.
Okay. And y'all just saying billion.
A billion. A billion.
1 billion each?
Billion.
Billion.
Okay. All right. Oprah, 2.9 billion.
I told you.
And counting.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Right. You're right. And all up. Right. That's pretty damn good. Jerry Seinfeld.
I know he paid. I'm going to say 300
say,
million.
Yeah, say, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yep, I was going to say 300 million.
Another 300
mm-hmm. million? 420. I can't stand him. I want to smack him this way.
The winner is Brian.
He's like he
800
yeah.
million.
Okay.
Now, here's what I want to know. Does he have more than Julia Louise?
I doubt it.
Dreyfus. No, hell no. Dreyfus come from rich money.
Right. Her. Old money.
Old right. money. Yeah.
Just and she's still making money.
That's his wife.
She got,
no, that's his co-star. That's
remember on Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah.
She's the funny
doing
one.
Doing a VIP?
Well, no. Yeah. VIP. VIP. Excuse me.
Vice she, president.
Right. But uh-huh. she's also, she was on Seinfeld. So, you know, right. they're probably all getting money from that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, like.
Doing the vice president.
But you said she come from old money.
No, it's a show called VIP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember we looked it up a couple episodes ago.
But you say she comes from old money?
Old money.
I don't remember what her parents do.
Oh, I forgot.
What's her last name?
Her grandfather, Dreyfus.
Julia Louise Dreyfus.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, my old, the old dude.
They have her at 200 million.
Damn. Richard Dreyfus, is he?
I don't know if they're, I don't know if
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. But not.
Not actors kind of money.
No, maybe. When we mean old money, we mean like you know how people back in the day used to like own a company.
But I'm saying what did her people do?
Right, that's what I don't remember.
Oh, okay,
I'm
okay.
Tell you.
Drew is going to Google.
Okay, go ahead to Google. I'm gonna move on real quick. Nicolas Cage.
I'm gonna go with 10 million.
10 million. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know they're on Google.
Okay, so well I'm gonna go ahead because he's the last one anyway. Mm-hmm. 25 million. That's it. But Nicholas has been doing a lot of shit, but I'm going to break it down.
He's been doing a lot of shit, but those movies haven't been doing that great.
But I'm going to tell you, it's not even that. He likes
commodities and shipping.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's old money.
No shit. Right. Dude, that's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
The Louise Dreyfus Group.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow.
And she in the Old Navy commercials.
He's a billionaire. Her father's a billionaire.
Damn.
So okay. her money can run out. And
right. She'll be all
right. She'll run right into some
other money. More
she'll merge into some.
You know what I mean?
Into a reserve fund.
Right.
Isn't that some bullshit? She's
already on reserve.
She has billions on the weight.
Right. On, on the back burner. Huh?
Yeah.
Just shit. Even if she was still getting broke, he got it right there. He's still living. So he got it right there to give. Like. Here, honey.
Can I borrow a couple million?
Take this before I die, and then you get more when I do. Like,
damn.
That's beautiful. That's generations worth of money.
Hell yeah.
But anyway, the only reason Nicolas Cage is only worth 25 million is he has outrageous spending habits. This Bama has 15 mansions.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, he'd sell about a good 14 of them. He'd be good.
But he from old money, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if y'all. Yeah. I forget exactly who his father or grandfather is, but it's like one of those big time producers that own like movie studios and shit.
Oh, okay.
He has a luxury yacht, a private island. Let me see, a $30 million jet.
A private island?
He has
with pink flamingos jet. All over.
He has two rare albino cobras.
Are you crying or do you need to dab your eyes?
I need to dab. I'm going to dab.
And a brook that just, a babbling brook that just.
And check this out. He has a 67 million year old dinosaur skull.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Just sell that. That'll probably get
but
you a couple million.
But
you know, I wouldn't mind spending a whole lot of money on shit like that, because if you go broke, you always sell that shit. But I mean, at least you got that. At least you ain't doing no spending where you can't get it back. You know, you can't
or
see it.
They could snatch your shit and pay off what you
owe. At least you got it so they can snatch it.
But you still, a lot of them, when that happens, they still be assed out.
Right.
Because they still owe.
Hello,
Hammer?
Because
it's not going to hold that value.
What? He's from old money. He all like my girl. You know.
Travis.
Yeah. He already like, fuck this shit. I'll do that one. There you go. And that concludes my diagnosis, y'all. That was
interesting.
Good.
I like that.
You like that?
I did.
Do what I can do when I can do it. Okay. When I can do it.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. We got some more stuff coming up, y'all. Stay tuned.
Lights all that mic. And that mouse. And headphones. And the can. Mm-hmm. And the arm of that chair.
Yep.
The mouse pad.
Mm-hmm.
Stop with your begging, you're irritating. Get out of bed with your protest. Rent won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good time. If man don't get it fucked up.
Good time.
Instagram and job searching.
Good time.
They are
good time.
Who the hell wants this problem?
Selma, where you going to look like you just stepped out of Elle magazine?
Ooh, mama, you like it. I got a date.
With who, baby girl?
Well, daddy, his name is Ramon Jenkins. He's college educated and his family got some coins. And he treats me nice.
He sounds like he's a nice young man, Selma.
Yeah, when do we get to meet him?
Soon. I just want to find the right time. Anyway, I got to go. See you later.
I don't know, Carter. That's a big mystery. All that sneaking around, I don't like it. I just don't like it at all.
She's in love, Ray. That's all it is.
Yeah, I love to see him.
Hey, Ma. Hey, Dad.
Hi, Junior.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, Ma.
What do you know about this guy, Raymond? What is his name? Raymond? I don't know. That Selma's dating.
Let me see. Well, Ma, I know he drives a nice 300. Yeah, that joint tight, too. And he wears all the tightest clothes. And I know all the thighs be on him.
Why is a man's clothes fitting him so tight? And what the hell is a thigh?
Well, Dad, tight, it kind of means, you know, he's got nice clothes. That's what tight means. And a thigh, that means, you know, that hoe over there. That's slang.
A hoe? Wait till that hoe, wait till she gets home.
Calm down, Ray. We'll talk to her when she gets home. Just calm down now.
What does this family do?
Well, from what I hear, Dad, they're into the import-export business.
I know you went to Westwood College. But what the fuck does that mean?
Well, Dad, it means, you know, the receiving of goods and, you know, selling goods, stuff like that.
Junior, I want you to think very carefully about the next words that are going to come out of your mouth. What do they do, Junior?
They're drug dealers, Dad.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crackheads roll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times. Get out of bed with your protest. Rent won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times. If man don't get it fucked up.
Good times.
Instagram and job searching.
Good times.
Problems.
Good time.
producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. So bring a snorkel, my brother.
We got some feedback from Mr. Seabrook. I'm going to read it as it is written. I fucking love your show! ! You all are hilarious and intelligent, which makes for very entertaining views on real life / regular shit. Keep up the good work! Oh. Miss Drew, this next part's for you. He said, Drew, you already know I love you. And can I get the money you promised me to shout you out in an inbox message? And he said, in cash, please, because clearly your shit, your checks bounce. Because he said, in cash, please. And thank you. Nothing personal. And yes, that was the shout out. TP, what's that all about? You owe him some money now?
Nah, that's my homie, man. I love Kevin. That's my man. Kevin Seabrook. I call him affectionately by his last name, Seabrook. I've been doing that for years now. I've been knowing him for over 10 years. It's wild because we met at an old place of employment, and we've been cool ever since. He used to bring his son in there, and we just been cool ever since. Like, that is my nigga. If I don't get no bigger, if I don't have to talk to him for years, but I know the love is always gonna be there. So shout out to Seabrook.
Like that too.
Hey, Seabrook.
Thank you, Mr.
Seabrook.
Seabrook.
Well, all right.
Yay. What, B?
Nothing. So as I plundered through
What?
Questions and topics that were sent in. Let me say this first.
Uh-oh.
You guys just don't know how much I appreciate you for sending the stuff that you do.
Oh boy.
But some of the stuff, I think you, when you send it in, especially when it's written, I think you assume that I know what your situation is. And so it doesn't make a lot of sense the way you write it.
Oh.
So either record it, so maybe I can catch some of the, some of the hidden meaning of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I can read between the lines a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Or just be a little bit more detailed in your writing. I want to get some of these questions on, but I just don't. I can't make heads or tails out of a lot of them. So, please, if you can, information. And another thing that will help, when I hit you back and ask you for said information, that's not the time to, like, punk out and not send it back in.
Hmm.
Because I will take what you sent and add my own shit to it and put your name behind it.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll just answer the question the best way we can.
I'm just saying, it's IDS.
I got you. We'll just still answer it the best way we can.
Do what I say.
That's right.
Not as I do.
God damn it. It's good to take a bit of a walk on a different path every now and then with our questions. And this is easy. This is a light-hearted one.
Okay.
But I think it could be fun. Plain and simply, I would trade some of my blank for some more blank.
I would trade some of my blank for some what? Some
for
more,
some more blank.
I would trade some of my shoes for some more shoes. I would trade some of my purses for some more purses. I would trade some of my...
I would trade some of my... aggression for Aggression is something I will trade, but I'm thinking of what I would trade it for. I guess to be a little bit more
understanding.
Yeah, I guess I can say that. Understanding, a little bit more passive, submissive, a little bit. No, just a tad bit in my personal life, because I'm so used to being. You know, I'm that. Fuck that. I'm gonna take care of this, that, and the third. I'm the only one that can do it, and I have somebody that it, you know, that's taking up that slack. And sometimes I forget,
right?
You know, so I would. I think I would take up. You know, be a little bit more submissive.
Like 50 Shades of Grey submissive.
I would read that question again.
What?
Read that question again.
I would trade some of my blank.
This ad, I would trade some of my fat.
For what?
For some of Mark Slim.
Okay. Okay. I'm telling you right now.
Mark could trade his left eye for his right eye.
You took my goddamn seat. I was just getting ready to say that too.
Don't do it, because
I was getting ready to say this eye like for your eye.
I'm just saying that other eye looks like it's coming for the other eye. So don't do it.
You know what? I know.
Oh, no, don't do it.
I think this eye is just tired. Because I haven't been really sleeping.
Oh.
Yeah,
and the other one is just
fucked up.
High.
Oh, stop looking at
you. Got
way.
A high.
Oh, no.
You know what I would like to trade?
What would you like to trade?
The skills on that board over there. You know what I'm saying? And trade places with Brian.
That'd be perfect.
Okay.
Me too. He could. No.
Don't do it. Right.
Look.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Let's do that.
Five.
Let's do that. And you know what? And another thing I would like to trade. I would like to trade my 40s for my 30s.
Really?
I'm not even going to go as far as back as 20. I don't want to go back that far.
Yeah, that's
it. But I would like to have my 20s. I like to switch my 40s and my 30s.
But what about him?
I mean, I don't know. I have more energy. You know, I have more time.
You just need vitamins.
But wait a minute. You're not in either one of those decades.
Huh?
No. I thought you were like 52.
No, I'm 50.
I was about to say, he done reached a new
Okay.
He had a new 50
for 30s. Okay.
Okay, good. Okay.
Does that sound better?
Yes, round up, my nigga.
Round up.
Nigga, you closer to 60 than you are 40. What the hell?
I'm just saying,
you're going up.
Right. I'm closer to retirement.
When I tell people that, they was like, no, I'm not, because you round up. No, you can't go backwards. You are closer.
So when I say you're closer
to 40,
all the time she talk about she 23 and all that.
No,
good.
No, let me tell you something. Let me
give you. Why can't I do it too?
No, no, you was being real serious just
now.
No, when people say something about my age,
last year I was 49.
I can see.
Ooh, let's go back in your eye. But
she said it first. You just missed her.
It's all good. It's all good.
No, I enjoy getting older. And I don't know. I express this a lot. I really do.
CMB.
We all
the pretty nigga from the bank.
What? I don't know what that means.
Hakeem. What's his name? Hakeem.
Hakeem. Something like that.
Right. I never liked you anyway. You pretty
not Empire.
Oh,
New Jackson.
Yeah. The dude that was, you know, what's his name? Christopher Williams. Hakeem. I think his name was Hakeem. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would trade.
Now I want to go back because I want to be more serious.
I would trade some of my height for more skill sets.
Like
sometimes, to be honest with you, you know, I loved playing ball. It was great. Oh, my mic just went limp.
That's what she said.
But I know, right? Fucking head game was on whack.
Oh my, okay.
No teeth. Sometimes I get stopped daily, like, oh man, I wish I had you. You know, not all the time is it great.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes I'm gonna be honest with you, sometimes I wish I was maybe just an average height person, and maybe I would have taken some other things serious. At the time in my life, Or maybe not even had the opportunity to have played ball and maybe just, you know, like I said, spend time pursuing.
You want to be like, you want it to be like a CPA.
Something.
You're really great with math. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
He is a drug game, but I mean, you know, okay. I'm just kidding.
Tutelage of.
For me, it would have been an architect.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, I would have liked to trade all my drug dealing times.
Okay.
Nah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, that's what I want to know. Definitely, definitely height.
That's cool.
And of course, the fat from muscle, I would definitely do that.
Welp. Yeah, that's what TP said too. So
I'll be fucking
literally. Okay. All
right. Yeah, man, I can move some of this fat.
Oh. Okay.
Other than like that.
What?
Other than like this.
All right. Okay. I think I would. It would be patience, because I have patience for kids. I don't have patience for adults.
You do?
Kids, yes. Because I do. Kids. Adults, not so much. So that's what I would do. I would try to be more patient. And then, you know, it's like, because sometimes when you're talking to people, they say like something and you think they're coming off crunchy and they're really not being crunchy, but you automatically in your mind think they're being crunchy.
Okay.
So,
we call that the Brian effect.
Oh.
I swear you think everything I say.
Welp.
I mean, you called it.
If the stiletto fits, strut.
Right.
Yeah, you,
Strong J.
Sometimes you do have a way of saying things that.
Say size 12 stiletto? What is that?
I mean, drag queens do it all the time.
Right? Strong J.
What'd you say?
Smack it up, flip it. What? But anyway, so yeah, for real, that's what it would be for me. Because sometimes I really think, like, I think I'm a good listener, I think. And sometimes I just, when speaking to certain people, you're automatically having your head, they're about to say something like, you know, messed up. So it's like you're automatically, you're on the ready to be like, rrr. And it's like, oh, that's not how they meant it. Unclench your hands, you know, stop, you know, with your face being all angry looking. And it's like, oh, that's not what they meant. Okay. And I'm back. Gotcha. You know, that's what I would. Those are the what I would. That's what I would work on, to be honest with you. So
cool. Cool,
yeah. Man. So if anybody out there, if you want to respond to the question, we'll try to remember to post it on Facebook on our fan page. I know a lot of times we forget to do that, but for the, you know, people that have given us feedback, shout out to you, Charles and Rude Boy. Shout out to you guys. But we will try to remember to post this. But if we forget, you can send your email to
indieshow@yahoo.com
or voicemail.
I don't know the number.
You've said it before.
I know, but I was reading it.
Oh, okay. 202-750.
That one.
1473.
Yes.
Wrong. 1437.
Yes.
That's 1-I-D. S.
That one.
5-4-3-0.
Yes.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. 202-750-1437.
1437. Yep. You gotta sing it in the jingle.
1-202-750-1437. Snap. Yes.
Well, all right.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so I've witnessed a being black moment. Okay, my witness to being black is last week we had an inspection at my job, and then we had like the top maintenance guy, the head of all the maintenance for the company was at the job, and then we had the maintenance guy that's actually on my property, and then we had the big boss over top of my boss, who was hella cool, but anyway, that's another story. So she decided to get pizza for everybody and what have you, you know, because of the whole inspection. That was the last day, and the maintenance guys worked hard and all that, right? So the big boss maintenance guy, who is not of the African-American nor African background, noticed that we had pizza, which was, I think we had like a cheeseburger pizza, and then we had half cheese and half pepperoni pizza. So he goes to my African maintenance guy and say, you want some pizza? He was like, wait a minute, you can't eat meat, right? So the African guy said, I'm not Muslim.
Wow.
I said, oh God.
He just automatically
assumed. He just had no conversation. You could tell they had no conversation about it. But yeah, that was my moment.
Wow.
That was terrible. It was terrible.
Get to know somebody first.
Man, no bull.
How about that?
Like, you know nothing. Even though y'all worked together for like about 2 or 3 years, you still don't know nothing about it. Wow. How did you just assume that he's an African? He's an actual African, not African American, but he's an actual African, and you just assume that he's Muslim and he doesn't eat meat. I was right in the middle of it. Like, he's right here. I'm sitting down, and this was standing up, and he was like, I'm not Muslim.
Right.
And it was not like, womp, 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 womp. Oh, let me tell you how he said it. I am not Muslim.
Oh, of course. Say it correctly. Thank you.
Wow. Quinny Queen.
Hey, yo.
If they want to send in a Being Black moment.
Again, please send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you want to send a voicemail, you can do so by going to your phone, putting in the number 202-750-1437. That is 1IDS.
Hold on real quick. The tight way. See, you know, when I did my talk, can I talk my shit?
Mm-hmm.
I felt empowered because, you know, I was recording myself and I was able to just let loose. So I think that is a better option for those who feel like they can't write all the shit that's in their head.
Right. Absolutely.
And you know, just voice record and send it. It's so easy.
Yep. You can definitely go to your phone, press record, and then send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com.
Yep.
Nice.
Yes.
Well, you know what time it is. Doctor, one finger, two fingers.
Two fingers for all these motherfuckers in the studio today that's been fucking with me in my eye.
Thank you. One finger.
I'm sorry.
Yes, two fingers. Yeah,
yes.
We know.
He knows.
Too late.
You know what? I'm going to do something different today. Okay, two fingers to all y'all. Two fingers to all you guys because I love you, motherfuckers.
And I love
one,
you too.
One finger to all you motherfuckers too that have been fucking with my pink eye all goddamn evening. How about that? That was original. Two fingers, one finger to all you motherfuckers.
Can somebody tell me if I put Lysol on my hand, will I die? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Queenie.
She had blue eye. That's all. Good.
Okay. Is his eye white and gold or is it black?
Yes. What is the color of Mark's eye?
Mark.
Okay, I digress.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Sorry. Two fingers to my ladies that hung out with me this weekend in OC. And we got drinks. I'm gonna get you on this one. One finger to driving back in the goddamn ice storm, which I was like, my life is in jeopardy right now. But thank the Lord, we got home safely. But and again, one finger too much to the driver that I need to stop at Royal Farms to get the chicken.
Royal Farms, though? Mm-hmm. That is hilarious.
Yeah,
y'all was to get way the chicken. Out.
Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you. Love you, girl. Love
girly,
you.
Girly
love
girl.
You, but you almost tried to kill me. Okay.
Why you put that on me, though? What I have to do with that?
Because you always shouting out the weather.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I said.
And I'm going to be honest with you. That Royal Farms chicken is the fucking bomb, man. Yeah,
she was about to... our car was packed so tight. She mm-hmm. said... is there any room back there when I can put my bag? We said, if you put your bag back here, you will not have chicken.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it.
Man, that
keep
is
that shit in the front seat.
Ass chicken.
It is good.
I've never had it, but I hear, I always hear it's really, really good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we stopped in an ice storm to get some chicken.
Right. That's all you need right there, the chicken and the wedges. Sometimes if you eat too many of the wedges, you already full. You don't want the chicken.
No,
yeah, you're full. So too big. Much of the
it's
chicken.
No, you're full.
Huh?
Everybody else wouldn't be full. You would be full.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how
two wedges. You're full.
You never had it, so how would you know?
I know what a wedge look. A potato
do you know
wedge.
How, do you know what their chicken? Do you know what their chicken look like though?
I know. Yeah,
their pieces.
I haven't had any, but shit. I know what it looks like because I told her if you put that joint back here, we gonna eat it.
Okay.
Keep that shit in the front
seat. I wanna.
I'm gonna tell you,
princess. Two finger, one finger.
Two.
Shout out to Royal Farms.
I know, right?
No shit.
Two finger to Mark staying his distance.
Nope.
From me.
Nope. I'm gonna give
her
a
glass. Oh, he did grab my glass. Damn it.
So you think.
One finger to Mark grabbing my damn glass.
KTB's like, oh shit.
Too late now. Too late now.
My boo just walking in. Oh, and I gave him the glass.
I'm about to die.
He grabbed that bottle.
But you didn't grab it. No, you didn't grab it where he grabbed it. So you're all right.
Yeah, you're
all
right.
You're okay.
Right. So anyway, two fingers.
Smell the bacteria.
You smell the pink out bacteria, baby. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, one finger to this weather and these 2 hours delay. 2 hours delay got me 17 hours. Knocked off my damn check.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you said that. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay, PG County, they got what, at least 8 or 9 days now that they've been off? Are they gonna
No, they ain't been off. They've it's been only two like 2 days.
Closed. No, I meant it's closed. I meant
it's
closed.
Been two.
No. I'm not talking about days they've been closed.
No, not for a snow day.
Not for snow day.
It's been like it's 2 days. Been it's been a whole bunch of 2 hours.
Okay, was it today though?
Yeah.
But does that
today
affect
today was closed today, so this is the third time, right? This is the third time it's closed for the weather, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But does that affect the end of the school year?
See, they have a certain, they have a lot of amount
it's
of
five
days
for
yeah.
the closed.
So we have right,
close.
Right.
So the delays doesn't have anything.
Delays okay, don't have nothing to do with it. I was thinking about that too.
Yeah.
Baby, won't you pour me some more? Give me a shot. So. Okay.
Okay.
I don't need any more.
Wait, say that on the mic.
I'm gonna get a shot.
Oh, okay.
You wanna get a shot?
No, that'd be about no.
Another 2 more weeks. You know what? Get the hell out of here. Go ahead. Anyway. Go ahead. Anyway, be sure.
Did you do both your fingers?
Why you letting me?
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Why is it okay?
Two fingers to A. Dot Perry. King.
Yeah.
One finger. You know what? I got a lot of backlash for my last week's one finger, and I thank y'all for worrying. I'm good.
I don't remember what you said. All right,
I don't think Faith. I did my two finger.
Oh,
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good. I've gotten past that part.
Okay.
So, but one finger. Where's my one finger? One finger today to motherfucker's not having my work ready for this morning. Had me 2 hours late.
Zoinks.
And one finger PG County for doing the Allen Iverson crossover at 6:45 this morning. After they said
it.
2 hours, close.
It right.
Wait, how about, can we also say to WTOP, who I've gotten alerts from since 3 o'clock in the morning all the way to like 8 or 9 o'clock? My phone was like ding, doom, ding, boom, beep, boom. And I was actually waiting so I could text you. with PG County information.
Why would you text me for PG County? We're a family.
I figured you would know.
No, but I'm just saying. You should figure he knows too. He's a full time.
You don't answer.
Answer what? A text? Okay, I do say thank. Hello. You're not on the mic, sir. You stand right there.
Can we give KGB one finger, two fingers?
Yes.
KGB.
KG. Yeah. One finger, two fingers.
Real quick. He said one finger to you.
You don't have no one finger, two finger.
I keep that to myself.
You keep it to yourself. Oh, mother.
All right.
Somebody in the background, then.
Uh-huh. I know, right?
So, doctor.
Yes.
The girls and I have decided that before you come back next week, we need Sean to fill that out.
You don't want me to touch that.
No, it's yours. It's yours.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm putting it in trash.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't put it in trash. Read it first.
We need you to fill
it. Read your document.
We need Sean to fill that out.
Yeah, she needs to fill that shit out.
So where are we going?
We can make sure.
No. Where are we going? No, anywhere. To the studio.
I was
going to
say anywhere. What the fuck? Outside your house.
Anywhere with us. To the studio.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Is that what this is?
Buffalo Wild Wings?
That's a permission slip,
sir. Up the street. Smoky Bones.
Can
the studio.
You need to make one for me, B. Make one for me.
Okay.
I need one too.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, don't.
Me and Mark are the same. So. It's just that he got like 40 years invested. Just a couple of y'all.
All right, I'm going to wrap this show up real quick.
Please. Yeah, wrap it up.
Very well.
Shit is getting out.
Mm-hmm. I like the way he did that.
What happened? Who got shot?
Oh shit, I just got pink eye.
Oh shit.
Good,
oh,
good. No. Good, no. Good, good, no. Good.
Wait a minute, I'm gonna dip my finger in this apple.
You have pink eye in your throat. You have pink throat.
Alcohol kills all that.
Yeah, well, you good.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Man, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank you for your love, your support, your feedback, your love.
Yes, yeah.
We put a lot of shit out there for y'all to respond to today.
Yes. No shit. That question was so that was a great
do you
question.
Do you do blank? Do you do blank?
Hey, Kenny, real quick.
Let's see what Kenny's going to say.
30 seconds. I would trade some of my blank for some more of blank.
Ooh. Pushing the mic away.
I would trade cuddling for more.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, shit.
What is woof?
Knock down, drag out.
What is woof?
I love it.
Woof.
Well, all right.
What is woof?
I love it.
Can we talk about what woof is? Because I feel like I know what that is, but woof. Woof. Oof. Oof.
Well, made that clear. Well, oof. Got that. Well, it's like as always, like we like to say in closing.
If you hand me the Lysol, I might not get pink eye.
Okay.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.